This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of getting through this, we got to make our picks. Dylan, hit that music. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You know who else can probably start packing? And that's Josh Allen if he loses this game to the Chiefs, man. That's been the Achilles heel of Josh Allen's. Let's start there. Mandatory NFL pick, Bo. Chiefs at Bills. Bills are giving 2 at home over-under, and this one's 45.5. I will start. I think everybody and all the sharps and all the Vegas tell you to take the Chiefs, probably money line on this. They're going to get it done. I just don't believe it, man. I like Josh Allen. I've been saying it all year. One of my favorite teams in the league. I think that at home in this atmosphere, Josh Allen puts it all on the line, gets it done. Give me Buffalo minus the 2 points. What say you?
I can't gain ground on you if we pick the same way.
Yeah, well, that's why I went first.
I wholeheartedly believe that Buffalo wins this game. I think it's always special. It's special for Buffalo when Kansas City and them get together because they have crushed Buffalo's hopes and dreams numerous times. It's in what Orchard Park is what they call it, right?
Yep.
It's in Orchard Park. Dude, give me Josh Allen. Give me the Bills minus 2. I think they win by field goal.
I'm right there with you. All right, Dylan tried to get us to pick Missouri at South Carolina. That's not going to happen because the game of the weekend is Tennessee against Georgia. Georgia favored by 9.5. Everything in me, because I think I'm not used to seeing UGA at this level, so everything in me tells me to take Tennessee. I just said, though, in fair foul, I think this will be one of Georgia's most complete games. We've seen what Georgia is when the lights come on and they're able to kind of put their foot down in these big matchups. Obviously not get it done a week ago. I think Georgia's defensive front goes out and wins this game much like they did against Texas. Nico is not the dual threat that you saw against Ole Miss last week. I think the defense tees off. It's a big spread at 9.5. But give me Georgia minus the points this weekend. Georgia gets it done against Tennessee in what is a college football playoff elimination game.
I will zig when you zag here. I do believe that Georgia wins this game. However,
that's a big spread.
Nothing that they've showed me on offense means that they're going to blow anyone out. Whether Gaston or Nico plays, it will not matter because that's how good Tennessee's defense is, and that's how inconsistent Georgia's offense is. I think this one is like old school SEC, like 17-16, 20-13 kind of game. But I think Tennessee covers.
Yeah. I don't think that's a bad pick. And like I said, man, I had to talk myself out of it, picking Tennessee. But I just think Georgia, in the end, we've seen this story. What's going to make you the most mad, I think, was what I asked myself in some of these games. And I think that would probably be, if I picked against Georgia this weekend. All right, let's go to our wild card picks. Get to pick whatever you want to. I'll stick with the NFL right here. This is a tough slate to gamble on the NFL. Like, there's a lot of tough picks. And this is the time of the year where I feel like Vegas starts, they're on to us. They start trying to make the lines a little bit funkier, so, kind of draw your bets out. How about this one? And I love the Ravens this year, but Kyle Hamilton probably going to miss this game. The Steelers and what their offense has been under Russell Wilson the last few weeks been very, very good. Steelers plus 3 against the Ravens. That Ravens secondary, especially without Kyle Hamilton, porous, porous. It's like trying to patch a submarine with a stick of chewing gum back there right now. Give me Russell Wilson and the Steelers plus the 3 points against the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. That's my lock.
Well, I guess if I have to do my NFL lock now, I'm going to go Falcons are flying to Denver to play the Broncos, who have one of the better defenses in the league. Denver's offense is not phenomenal. They're hit or miss. Sean Payton is 3-0 against NFC South teams this year.
What are you about to do here?
Just listen to me.
What are you about to do?
Sean Payton is 3-0 against NFC South teams. All of those wins have been by double digits.
Woof.
The over-under is 44.5.
Okay.
Give me the under. 24-20, Falcons win, but give me the under. Give me
the under. How bad do you want
to
stress? I guess you, well, look, you can probably count on Falcons. You can count on the Falcons. That's not a bad pick.
I don't want the game to play out that way. I despise Sean Payton, and I'm not being held back today, so I can say whatever I want about Sean Payton. Yeah. I don't like him. He's a clown. I hope they blow the doors off. I hope Raheem Morris walks to this 50-yard line and says, "How you like me now?"
Yeah.
That's how bad we put it on them. However, this is a really good defense that Vance Joseph has, so I think that it's going to be a tight game, and I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
For my college pick, and I've done this before, and I'm going back to the well, I'm going down to Gainesville. All right, you got 22 LSU.
Leave my team alone.
Matching up against the Florida Gators. LSU favored by 3.5 on the road in Gainesville. What does Vegas know that we don't? I don't know. But DJ Lagway looks like he might be playing. I think Florida's a different team, even with all the injuries they've had. Seems like they have an injury at every position group. But even with all the injuries they have, I think they're looking up under DJ Lagway. I think this is that game. You always knew that Florida was going to get somebody along the way. I think this is the one. Give me Florida plus the 3.5 in Gainesville this weekend.
LSU has struggled mightily against dual-threat quarterbacks.
Mightily.
And DJ Lagway is one that can mix in the run with a deep ball. See, I don't mind to pick. I hope you're right as much as I hope you're wrong, because I hope you go 1-3 this week, and I hope that's the one. Ohio State at Northwestern.
Ooh.
Now listen to this. It's a 28.5-point spread. What do you think the over-under is based on that? Without looking.
Northwestern. Let me 50.
43.5.
Oh! Yuck!
Does that make any sense to you?
That's ugly, man.
Does that make any sense to you?
I don't mind that pick.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
So I'm going the over.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over in this game. Is 43.5 give me the over? And I don't know if you're going to take it to the bank
back.
Or not.
I take the back. I don't like it as much as I thought I was going to. I thought you were going to go...
With the spread?
Yeah.
No. It's well.
I could definitely see a 35-0 coming out here.
You could, but I could also see a 42-3.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.